So far, we've talked about risk assessment and continuous screening. Now we're going to switch gears and talk about the different risk levels. Remember, the CSSRS screening questions are designed to help us determine if the client is at low, moderate, or high risk for suicide. Policy 108 defines these levels specifically and also provides action steps for each level. So let's start by looking at the definition from Policy 108 for low intensity. Now, this can look one of four ways. The first would be what we think of as passive suicidal ideation. The client has they currently have a wish to die or just to not be here anymore. But when you ask follow-up questions, there's no plan to do anything about that wish. They have no intention to do anything. They haven't taken any steps towards that, no behaviors. So that's one definition. Another definition for low intensity, maybe the client had suicidal thoughts beyond passive, but this was more than a month ago. And at that time, they also didn't have a plan or intention to do anything about it, hadn't taken any behaviors towards that. And since then, they haven't experienced the suicidal thoughts. So they've had at least a month without any suicidal thoughts at all. That time frame is underlined here because in subsequent slides, you'll see the same thing, because those time frames are key to distinguishing between low, moderate, and high. A third way that somebody could be determined to be low intensity would be if they have moderate risk factors, but strong protective factors that help balance those out. So an example would be a moderate risk factor of the clients at risk of losing their job, but they're very engaged in their community. That's a strong protective factor. So they would have more opportunities for getting job leads if they did in fact lose their job. And then the fourth way would be if the client simply has no reported history of suicidal thoughts or behavior. It's just never been an issue for them.